In the days of Beren, the 19th steward, an even greater peril came upon Gondor. 3 great fleets, long prepared, came up from Umbar and the Harad, and assailed the coasts of Gondor in great force, and the enemy made many landings, even as far north as the mouth of the Isen. At the same time the Rohirrim were assailed from the west and east, and their land was overrun, and they were driven into the dales of the White Mountains. In that year, 2758, the long winter began with cold and great snows out of the north and the east, which lasted for almost 5 months. Helm of Rohan and both his sons perished in that war, and there was misery and death in Eriador and in Rohan. But in Gondor, south of the mountains, things were less evil, and before spring came Beregond, son of Beren, had overcome the invaders. At once he sent aid to Rohan. He was the greatest captain that had arisen in Gondor since Boromir, and when he succeeded his father, 2763, Gondor began to recover its strength. But Rohan was slower to be healed of the hurts that it had received. It was for this reason that Beren welcomed Saruman, and gave to him the keys of Orthonk, and from that year on Saruman dwelt in Isengard. It was in the days of Beregond that the war of the dwarves and orcs was fought in the Misty Mountains, of which only rumour came south, until the orcs, fleeing from Nandohirion, attempted to cross Rohan and establish themselves in the White Mountains. There was fighting for many years in the dales before that danger was ended. When Belekthor II, the 21st steward, died, the white tree died also in Minas Tirith, but it was left standing until the king returns, for no seedling could be found.